K-pop fans, fans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my friends from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. How's it going, everybody?
Hi, this is Dominique.
Hi, this is Melissa.
And Jamie.
Okay, let's get this started. What are we talking about this week, Dom?
We are talking about K-pop audition stories. The good, the bad, and the questionable, once again.
Mostly just questionable.
About to say, how is any of it good, and why is this our recurring theme with all of this?
I'm suddenly very worried.
No, everything will be fine!
Uh-huh.
Everything's fine.
I mean, I don't know anything about holding auditions. I got into this job by pure nepotism, so...
Is it nepotism if it's yourself? I have questions there.
Yes.
Okay, sure. I feel like it's nepotism because I'm here. Right? That would make more sense. Anyways.
All right, let's talk about what about all these audition stories. I mean, first of all, kind of explain to me, like, how does an audition for, like, a company work exactly?
Okay,
that's a good start.
There's a couple ways to basically get into the trainee program for K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
The most common way is the actual audition process, where you answer an audition call, go there, perform a couple things, and if you're lucky enough, you'll get a call back or something like that, right?
Essentially, you seek them out.
Yeah, you have to find them, kind of thing.
Or, like, you do, like, one of those online auditions.
Yeah. The other option is what is called street casting. And essentially, you have these talent agents go out, go to different festivals or talent shows or performances. Or even just
finding
random
people randomly on the street.
In the mall, they'll walk over, give them a business card and say, hey, we're part of this company. We'd love it if you'd come and try out for an audition. If you're interested, like, please consider this and come here. Like, so that's the two main ways to do it.
Basically, we're going to be casting that last, like, we're going to be talking about that last one, the casting on the street.
Okay.
Mostly the casting on the street, because that's where the interesting stories are.
Yeah, it kind of seems like that's where the most, like, juiciest bits will come from.
Yeah, there are some, like, relative, like, oh, that's pretty cool, with, like, actual, like, audition stories, because, I believe it's, like, Red Velvet's Irene, she had gone to an audition with her friend, and she was there just there for, like, support, and then they're like, oh, you're really pretty. Here, have a business card, and please consider auditioning. So she ended up auditioning right then and there.
Didn't her friend, like, not make it?
Yeah, she, like, failed, I think, on the last thing, but then they called her later and was like, hey, do you want to come back and be a trainee with us? So there are cases where people have failed and gotten a call back later, or gotten approached by a different company.
Oh.
There's a lot of times,
nice.
They might try out for one different company, not make it, and then get into a different one. There are, I want to say, a pretty decent chunk of cases like that.
Let's start with that.
Yeah, so we've gathered pretty much a bunch of stories that idols have talked about on, like, interviews or reality shows. I'll be honest, most of them are SM Entertainment artists, because they have no shame and they just drag their company whenever they want.
Oh. It must be nice to have that kind of freedom.
SM's a weird amalgamation of very free but also very restrictive.
Okay,
they just
well.
Have a lot of interesting people that work under them.
Yeah, like the first one.
It's like a dungeon, but with sunlight.
So do I really have to explain this one?
Yes.
Well, first of all, we're going to compare and contrast him to his bandmates, but yeah.
Okay. So this is my favorite, by the way, Daniel. This is Taeyong from NCT.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, when he was like 16 or 17, he was street casted basically an SM casting agent walked up to him, basically said, hey, I'm part of one of the big three companies. Taeyong didn't even know what that meant. He thought it was like the broadcasting companies of SBS, KBS, and NBC. And he wasn't interested at the time until they came back and bribed him with toast.
Yes. They came back and bought him toast, which, by the way, like, we're not talking about, like, putting a piece of bread in the toaster kind of toast. It's, like, the big, like...
honey toast.
Like honey toast.
In Korea...
Well, in my head, I'm gonna be imagining toast, but okay.
Okay, in Korea, when they say toast, they mean kind of like a toasted sandwich with usually, like, egg, bacon, and, like, corn and lettuce and whatnot. Like, they're all in this thing. And then so basically they bought him one of those and then gave it to him. And then he thought, oh, these are
nice people.
So they bought him a sandwich.
Basically, the thought process was they bought me nice things, so they must be nice people.
That's like no concept of stranger danger. This is a 16, 17-year-old kid basically being bought toast. It's like eating candy and being like, here.
Hold on. Let's not judge too harshly. One of the best ways to be in a college campus in the middle of your club and you recruit, new students, just have some free food, and suddenly you got hungry college students everywhere coming in.
He was a high schooler.
Same premise.
Not gonna lie, he's my favorite. He's an idiot. Like, I hear this story and I'm just like, what were you thinking, sir? What in your brain said, oh, I'm just going to accept random food from strangers on the street because they say they're from a big company, but they must be nice people for it. And then he went to the audition and auditioned and got through using the Korean national anthem.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And I think his dance, I think he did popping. Because he had no singing or dancing experience at all. But yeah.
Big props to SM for passing people that don't really have no experience in these and then making them into these artists, essentially, that are some of the top class.
Really big props. They cast him because his face was good. I don't know if that's big props, but yeah, I understand.
I mean, in a way, like, he got really lucky because he was a not great dancer originally. Like, he did have to do a lot of practice to actually become the main dancer for his group. And, you know, leader.
In that. Like, your face can only carry you so far in this industry, let's be honest. Like, if you don't have some sort of talent, if it's not acting, if it's not singing, if it's not, like, even runway or dancing or anything like that, your face by itself honestly can't carry you that far.
Hmm.
So Jamie wants to compare his story to a couple of his bandmates. Do you want me to tell these ones, too? Or do you want to tell one of these, Jamie?
We'll tell them.
Okay. Whatever. Win-Win, also of NCT, was street cast near his school, by the way.
Yeah.
But he was a smart person, was like, this is stranger danger. I'm going to give this person a fake phone number. But the recruiter, being a creep, found him a second time and convinced him, hey, I swear to God, I'm not a kidnapper, scammer, / con artist. I swear to God. And then he believed him the second time, apparently.
Oh, yeah, because that's all it takes.
Yeah, two times.
Also, still the concept of stranger danger in Asia is very low. It's very low.
I find it funny that he gave him a fake phone number originally because he's just like, this is sus.
And the fact that the recruiter, even though getting a fake number, still pursued.
Yep.
Oh, there's better ones out there.
If you're a recruiter, you have to be persistent.
There's better ones out there. We'll come up to that soon.
So the next NCT member we have is Yang Yang. He's part of Wavy with Win Win, and under the overarching NCT umbrella. He had a fever dream when he was under Anastasia? Anastasia. About being a singer. And then after he came out of it, he went, that was a good idea. And then went and auditioned and passed.
Yeah, like 2 weeks after that, like he found an audition or something and went for it. Because he's just like, I had this dream.
I'ma do it.
I'ma do it.
Are you starting to see the range of people that end up becoming idols?
It's a wonder how any of them even get successful to begin with.
It's fine. They get better from here. This is just a couple people.
So the next two are from EXO.
Melissa, want to go? We're just going to keep going like that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I can do the next one, which is one of my favorite. This is probably one of my favorite stories. So basically, this is for Sehun, and he was 13 at the time and wanted to get just rice cakes and got approached by an SM scout, and basically he ran away from the SM scout for 30 minutes.
And he understands the concept of stranger danger.
And the SM scout just chased him for a half an hour to try and get him to audition.
Which is real sketch.
I'm imagining in my head. Now, when you say chase.
The resort, they said, too.
Even Korea. Weirder. So, like, literally going down, just imagining him go skiing down the mountain, yelling at each other, I swear I'm not going to hurt you.
Go away, I just want my rice cakes.
I got rice cakes? Sorry.
I don't want your dirty rice cakes.
It did sound like he was with his friends, but still, that's not great.
No, I think the
way it sounds is worse than like what probably actually happened.
Probably, but still sketch.
Because it was probably like he probably just walked away and was just like, I don't want anything to do with you. And the guy just kept following him and was just like, hey, let me talk to you. Hey, let me talk to you. Instead of like him like immediately bolting down the street and being like, oh, fuck.
And he did explicitly say he ran, though.
The casting manager literally like running after him, and they're just like running through the streets of Korea.
No, he explicitly said he ran. If you listen to him, he ran,
like actually ran. He made him work.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, I'm imagining like a parkour chase now.
I don't think it's
something straight out of an action movie.
Yeah, like something out of James Bond.
Anyway.
The other extra member
is Kai, and then this is the I don't know, this is probably smartest, dumbest reason for ever auditioning for anything. First of all, he was like a dancer and whatever, blah blah blah, whatever, but he basically only auditioned for SM because his dad was like, if you audition, I'll buy you a Nintendo if you pass.
That wasn't the I'm assuming that meant like a Switch at this point.
No.
Kai is the same age as us, as me and Jamie.
Fuck. So like we're talking like N64, Wii, maybe GameCube days.
It was probably a Wii.
GameCube. If I had to guess, probably more GameCube. Probably GameCube because Wii was
either
even
that or cool. Like maybe like a handheld.
Like a Game DS. Boy.
Like maybe like Advance days.
Or a Game Boy.
Maybe? I don't know.
Game Boy Color, maybe?
I don't think it would have even been the DS days.
I'm sorry to focus on this part. Yeah. I don't know why I'm focusing. Sorry, I just got done
this
recording
is
New Game
Plus. Yeah, that's the wrong podcast. But probably a Game Boy Advance, if I had to guess. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Did he get it?
I think he failed that one. No, he failed that one. He failed it, and then they, like, recruited, because he was too young at the time. That's what he said. They said to him. And then he, like, went back and was like, okay, we'll take you this time.
And anyway. Dad's like, I said I promised you'd buy it if you passed that one audition, not this one. Buy your own goddamn Game Boy Advance.
From there, we'll move on really quick. We'll come off of SM and move into a JYP story. So you have Susie from Miss A. She's one of the biggest idol turned actresses now.
It's that idol actress pipeline.
Yeah. But she was actually auditioning for Superstar K, which is a K-pop like audition program where you perform in front of judges, usually from the big three.
I haven't really seen this, but the format just kind of seems American Idol-ish.
It is American Idol, but it's specifically for like K-pop, and then at the end of it, they have like some kind of like song deal, or you can release a song with someone or something like that. But while she was auditioning to get onto the show, she got scouted in the bathroom. When she was,
it was outside the bathroom.
Either way, like, well, she got scouted during the bathroom break that they had, and they're like, here, don't bother staying here, just come straight to being a trainee with us. And she was like, looked at it and went, okay. Which, yep. In hindsight, is very smart.
Yeah, I mean, why bother with the show when you can just go straight into the program?
Not many, like, big success stories came out of Superstar K.
There you go. They just hope they washed their hands first. Before they shook on it.
Yeah. Oh.
And then now we have to jump back into SM Entertainment again.
These weren't, like, ordered in any way, okay? Sorry.
We went through and went, what's the most ridiculous stories we can find?
But yeah, back to SM Entertainment.
So this one is for Changmin from TVXQ. His stage name is actually Max, so if that's easier.
Sure.
But basically, while he was in school, he was playing badminton one day. And he got scouted after he was done playing badminton, after school was done. And, like, he didn't give an answer right away. He went home and told his mom about it. And basically his mom just went, yeah, you're gonna, you know, you should do it. Because she knew who the casting agent was and, like, where they were from. And she basically told him to do it because she was a fan of BoA. And she basically just wanted to try and meet BoA. And, so like, she went with him to the audition in hopes of meeting BoA.
So she used her son, and, I mean, it worked out for her.
I mean,
did she actually meet her?
Very popular.
Ends with BoA, so.
Presumably, she has met BoA at some point.
No, yeah, I actually like to imagine, so. To this day, she has not met her yet.
Just call him up. So, did you ever get your dream of meeting BoA? No. Thanks a lot.
I'm very disappointed in my son.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Okay.
And then coming off SM Entertainment again, real quick.
You were just giving her shit.
I really didn't order these in like a certain way. Whatever. So
you can skip through the list if it makes it easier for you.
No, I don't remember. So Umji from G Friend. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
She's part of Source Music, who is now under Big Hit Labels, which is under the overarching umbrella company of HYBE.
Mm-hmm.
It's That's a complicated BTS. Story.
Anyways, doesn't okay. matter. Okay, so she was street casted by a CEO who literally stopped his car, jumped out of his car, and handed her a business card like, hey, audition for me. And okay, then, like, jumped back in.
I was kind of wishing you had said jumped out of his car while he was still moving.
The indication there was they kind of stopped in the middle of the lane. Traffic. And then he just ran out, handed to the car, and went, come to the audition and show that card, and then, like, ran back off to stop blocking traffic, Loki.
Because I'm imagining this guy in a suit tuck and rolling out of his car.
Rolling eyes open. Guy just tucks and rolls out. And like, lands in front of her, holds out business card. Come audition. Like just back rolls back into the car.
He has to roll back in. I don't know why I'm imagining that.
She was going to dinner, so it had to be like a busy time. So
yeah. I still like him. That's my headcanon right there.
All right.
Okay, so the next one is another JYP story. It's a more recent group. It's Ryujin from ITZY. She was actually attending a GOT7 concert.
No.
At the time, and GOT7 having been with JYP at the time. She was waiting in line for the bathroom, because you know how usually, like, concert halls and stuff, they end up getting a line in front of the women's bathroom.
Especially the women's bathroom,
yeah. Specifically the women's. But so she was waiting in line, and then, like, one of the staff members kind of saw her and walked up and was like, hey, like, I'm part of JYP, you should come audition with us, and handed over a business card. Ryujin thought it was suspicious, but then went, oh, the casting agent's kind of cute. It was a woman, by the way. It was a female staff agent. And she was like, oh, you're cute. And then gave her phone number anyway. Because Ryujin apparently likes pretty women or beautiful women or cute women, like, in general. Okay. And then so she's okay. Like, here, have my phone number.
A lot of bathroom stories here.
Yeah, you're a lot of bathroom.
Are you starting to see a pattern with some of the idols? The type of people that become idols?
Yeah, they all have very weak bladders, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm taking away from it.
Okay.
I don't think that's what you're supposed to take away from this, but...
Moving on. I know the next story really well.
Okay.
That's how you want to do that one?
Yeah, I'll
do
that
go
one.
Go ahead.
So this is back with SM Entertainment again. It's Girls' Generation's Tiffany. Okay, so she was actually at a Korean music festival in LA because she was living in California at the time with her family. Since mm-hmm. she is American, she's Korean American. And then so she sang during the festival, during like this talent portion. And then when she came off, a lot of agencies tend to go to the LA music festival there to scout people. So she was handed a bunch of business cards from all different types of agencies. But the reason why she chose SM Entertainment particularly is because her favorite color was pink, and the business card was pink, and BoA was part of SM Entertainment.
Sure.
Some of these idols are a little odd.
That's how you decide where you want to go work, right? Because yeah. The card is your favorite color.
That's how I picked my college I went to. I just like the school colors. All crimson and gray? Hell yeah, let's go.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
Anyway.
I got 2 p.m., Nikun.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he also went to a Korean festival.
This is a lot. I will preface that.
Okay.
So it was scouted by an agent for JYP. Okay. And agent asked him to audition in a hotel room. He was like, no, thanks, that's sketch.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not interested in showbiz.
Let me also point this out of like, this was a festival in LA because he was living in like Rancho Cucamonga at the time.
Oh.
And he didn't speak like a lick of Korean. They walked up to him speaking Korean.
And yeah, because he's Thai.
I don't know what you're saying. And like, the agent had a translator that basically was just like, yeah, we want you to like come to back to our hotel and audition for this. But
that's
it was
totally
just
not
like,
a red
had,
flag.
Like
he had no interest, could not dance or anything, okay? So, and then they eventually got him to meet them at a Starbucks.
After they tracked him back down to his home.
Yeah, in his neighborhood. So he awkwardly, like, he showed up at the Starbucks in his neighborhood, and then they had him awkwardly sing and dance in front of the Starbucks while they blasted Usher from an Escalade, and they made him pose and do a weird intro, and then he really didn't think they would call him back, but they did after 2 weeks.
It sounds like being a recruiter, you have to be one of the most palsiest people to be one of those.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Pretty much.
Oh my.
The way that he told the story was funny, though.
You want to take his bandmate next?
I can, because I know Jamie wants to do the one after that. So I think this one is a lot less than Nikun, though. And this is a... And Dom will probably yell at me if I mispronounce this. And anyway, it's Wooyoung.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was just really set on wanting to be, like, under the JYP label. And basically, when he initially auditioned, he auditioned for Wonder Girls.
There... there's some issues here.
I don't see any issues with this. What are you talking about? This is perfectly normal.
Did he not... understand the name of the band. Okay.
He knew it was a females only audition, but he signed up anyway and went.
He just really wanted to be under JYP.
I can't imagine how awkward the lobby must have been while waiting to be called up.
They thought he was really ballsy for doing it, so they're like, hey, yeah, why not?
Sorry, really ballsy for waiting on a female audition. Sorry.
Well, they let him in.
Should we do the infinite one before Jamie's?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. So the second to last one we have is an infinite member. His name is Hongyu. So what it was is he moved to Seoul to try to be an artist and whatnot, and he was working at a cafe part-time. And then so he always had this regular customer, and then this customer out of nowhere went, hey, who's your favorite singer? And he responded with the band name. I think it was Noelle. And then turns out that regular customer was the actual manager to that band.
Oh.
And then he was like, hey, you should come audition for my company, which is Rulim Entertainment. And then the suit was like, oh, this might be my chance. And then went. But when he woke up, he had stomach pains on the day of the audition. Dragged himself to the audition. Auditioned, and then basically at the end of his audition went, if you don't pick me, you're going to regret it. So he kind of threatened them, lightly. And then immediately had to go to the hospital to get his appendix.
Oh, he had appendicitis.
When he finally woke up, he found out he passed the audition.
Oh, well.
He didn't die.
Out of appendicitis?
Yeah.
He basically pulled, like, a Kelly Clarkson when she, like, performed, God, what was it, like, the billboards?
I have no idea.
A ruptured appendix, and, like, immediately after, like, this, like, 3-hour, award show went straight to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what happened.
Oh, yeah, I know. You can totally live through a burst appendix, don't worry. You have, like, 3 of them. Okay. I'd like to point out that I do not have medical training, guys. I was being sarcastic.
Moving on.
This is my favorite, Jackson of GOT7. This is actually not really a audition story. It's more like audition struggles, like the pre-struggle to get the approval. Okay, so little background on Jackson. He was originally in training since he was like 10 to be an Olympic fencer for Hong Kong's like national team. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That was like, because I couldn't hear anything. Okay. Okay, his dad is a former member of the China like national fencing team and was a gold medalist. And then his mom is also like a former acrobatic gymnast. So, you know, like, this is the family legacy sort of thing. And at the time, he's literally preparing for the London Olympics. But he also wanted to be, like, a singer and asked, like, his dad, like, hey, can I quit and become a singer? And this is, like, basically, what, like, 10 years in the making. And so, basically, his dad was like, haha, yeah, right. If you win the Asia Youth Games, I'll let you go. And obviously, no one had ever done that in that category before. So, and then, like, the day came, he twisted his ankle, didn't think he would win, somehow he won, and his whole team won, they all did the things, and then he was like, hey, dad, remember what you said? And so his dad was, like, real upset about it, and was like, I guess you can go. And so he gave up both a scholarship from Hong Kong University and Stanford University to become Jackson of GOT7.
That is some biopic bullshit right there.
He couldn't dance or sing for shit, just so you know. Like, they taught him from scratch.
Again.
It's just that he's such a workaholic that he, like, it's literally that athletic competition. He was like, I'm gonna do this.
Okay, well,
to the point that is low key kind of toxic.
Yeah,
a little bit, a little bit.
Huh? I had no idea so many of these like big names had such unique like audition stories.
Yeah, some of these stories are like just buck wild.
K-pop has some interesting characters.
I mean, well, yeah. He does have a company now, so I guess he's doing all right. You know?
Oh, well.
He just expanded his office, so yay.
Is he recruiting people in the bathroom? I don't know.
Maybe, to be honest, maybe.
It's very possible, very possible.
It's very possible.
So remember, kids, if you want to be some kind of Korean pop star, make sure you go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, don't do that. Like,
don't do that. That's weird.
No, don't do that.
Just send in an audition tape like a normal person.
Yeah, or go somewhere where you know there are actual legitimate talent scouts, like a Korean music festival in LA, and perform a song and dance there to show how
in front of Starbucks.
And if someone just runs out of the car to meet you,
and also do not accept a toast from a random stranger and go, "Oh, you're a nice person." Do not do that.
You guys are nice people.
Should we move on to the descent?
You're a nice person. You should tell us what was the descent song this week, Jamie?
Oh, it is Maria by Hwasa of Mamu.
This was this her first like solo single?
I think Twit came first, right?
Yeah, Twit came first for her.
Yeah, I think Twit was first. So this is about probably like solo
singer in the descent as a whole. No, it's not the first.
Okay, so I mean, it's probably a good timing for me to listen to this song because, you know, we just got through that the Mamamoo deep dive, so I was kind of relatively familiar with all these members. And I always saw like Hwasa as like one of the more unique ones, like in terms of like looks and her style. This one definitely shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically this song is like a haters gonna hate, Amyo's doing do me sort of song. And honestly, we make a lot of references to this song, so I thought, hey, we should probably get Daniel this song. Also, it's a meme song now.
It's a good song.
Okay. It is a good song. I love the beat. I love the breakdown. I love the sudden like genre shift change like that happened like in the middle of the song. I thought that was really unique, actually. Video was like very like engaging to look at. I could not look away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially visuals.
She did like sweep the awards for like something for this. I don't remember what.
Quite a bit of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was in the solo.
Any other comments for the song?
I
am forever scarred afterwards.
What scarred you?
Dreamcatcher.
So, yeah. Oh. So
Dreamcatcher happened.
Cover stage they did for their Halloween reference. You actually saw that picture during the K-pop fashion thing?
Yes, I did.
The Hellbora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she performed Maria wearing that costume.
Oh, good lord.
She was in character.
I am shocked. That's not the video you sent me.
we'll show
really
you later.
Good.
Yeah,
it was really good, which was more disturbing.
It was very well done. Like, her singing and everything was on point. Her singing and dancing was pretty much on point, which made it worse for Jamie.
It really did, because she was just in full costume. I was like,
I'm forever scarred.
All right. Well, guys, if you guys want to send a song for The Descent that I will have to listen to for a week, hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on just about everything, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. While you're there, you can find a link to our Discord where you can hang out with me, the girls here, and all the other cast members of all our shows on Nerdy Network. And where can we people find us personally? Let's kick it off with Dom.
That's The Raven on Twitter. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Just me? Melissa? Okay, just me.
It's just the order. Melissa.
I was waiting for Daniel.
Oh, right, yeah. Melissa, sorry, I forgot. How did I forget our routine? I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was you.
Mess. Do you guys want to re-record that portion? No? Okay.
Well, now I can't. Melissa?
I'm at Subject Despair.
Jamie.
Okay, I'm at Violet Dreadly on Twitter and now also on Instagram.
Whoa, she's adding a second one on here.
Ooh. You tag us and everything, so they'll find us eventually on everything.
I know. And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter and Perpetual Player One on just about everything else. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to buy us a coffee, hit us up on coffee.com/NGP Pro. But the best way you can support us without spending any money is leave us a rating, a comment on wherever you listen to our show, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, they do reviews, now that I think about it, or just share with your friends, and it will really help us grow. But until the next episode, I'm Dan. I've been Dragon K-Pop Abyss. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.